Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and today we're going to talk about death. Specifically, what is the value of a property after experiencing a tragic death? So if you've taken my advice, you guys are house hunting during the middle of winter to take advantage of desperate sellers. Because anybody who's listing in the winter during the holidays has got to be desperate, because all you have to do is wait like 3-4 months. The weather is better, and the demand is much, much greater in the spring, even though the supply is greater as well. So, one of the houses I stumbled upon was this beautifully renovated Edwardian. It was like 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms on the top floor, a full bath, and another bedroom on the first floor, and there was a bonus room on the bottom floor. So it looked a lot like the rental house that I sold in June 2017 on the north end of San Francisco for $2.74 million. And at 2,500 square feet, it was a little bit bigger than my house, and I thought it would list for about 1.8 and maybe sell for 2 million. It is on the western side of San Francisco, so it's cheaper, but it was totally done. It was sweet. So instead of those price points that I guess, and by the way, every time you go into an open house, never look at the flyer. Don't talk to the listing agent about the price. Go in, make your rounds, and come up with a price yourself to feel what the value is. And then compare that price in your head to the price that's actually listed on the flyer or online. Try not to look at the price online. And that's how you can determine, I think, value or overvaluation. So instead of the house being priced at 1.8 and selling for 2 million, it was listed at 1.49. And it had been on the market for several months already. So I immediately wanted to buy the place, because that's like a $500,000 discount to market. And, you know, my spidey senses went up. I was like, okay, what's up with this place? So I like to talk to the agents, develop rapport, just understand the lay of the land. And she said there was a terrible fire back in September 2013, hence the gut remodel. And to me, that's unfortunate, but that's fine if you rebuild and do everything to code, you know, the electrical especially. Probably the most important thing to code is electrical, then plumbing, and then building. But the listing agent went on to tell me there was not one, but 3 deaths as the result of the fire. And it was so heartbreaking, because it was a 33-year-old father, new father, with his 1-year-old daughter and her grandfather. And that just really, really crushed me, because I'm a new father myself, and I cannot imagine losing my son right now. I mean, I don't know if I'd be able to recover from a loss. So my only hope, actually, for death, the Grim Reaper, is that he'll allow us to live hopefully another 20 to 25 years, so when we're 60, 65, and have our son outlive us. We just want our son to be grown enough to be independent and find someone else he'll love. Anyway, back to the property. Even with a 20% discount to fair market value, I don't think I'd ever buy the house. I mean, call it superstition, whatever, you know, I would always think, you know, what's that sound in the night? Is that a ghost haunting me as I go to the bathroom because I'm old and, I don't know, crazy and senile? I don't know. You know, maybe the house will curse us and burn down as well, because the 3 deaths will always be there. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of options to choose from when you're buying a house. So I don't know if you really, you know, would want to buy a house with so much death, right? But everybody is different. So based on my research, it seems like the average discount to market for a tragic death on the property is somewhere between 15% to 25% in America. So tragic death, I include homicide, suicide, death by fire, death by electrocution, death by falling. I think those are the most common types of death. And then for non-tragic deaths, the discount is anywhere from 0% to 10%. So non-tragic death is dying in your sleep, just a cold, maybe a disease or something. Hopefully all of us die a non-tragic death. But I don't know, some non-tragic deaths sound like they get prolonged and actually are more painful, but whatever the case may be. So I basically put up this framework in the post. It's the property price discount to market due to death. And it starts with homicide at the very top, where you have a 30 to 50% discount. And then suicide at the same 30 to 50% discount, followed by a 20 to 40% discount for death by fire, electrocution, falling, And then there's death by natural causes, which is a 0% to 20% discount. And then if no death occurred in the house, then it's just whatever the market is. And I thought this was like a good, interesting guideline to follow, because really, when you go to sell a house, like I discovered, whenever you buy a house, you should think about what will the people nitpick at when you go around and sell it. Because the average holding period for a house is like 7 to 8 years. Maybe it's getting a little bit longer, given the price of housing has gone up and people can't afford to move. But you should also always think about the other side. And if you have a death on your property, you'll probably have to disclose it. In San Francisco, California, there's a disclosure law that you must disclose it if something happened in the past 3 years. So this property was listed 4 years after the deaths. That's probably quite strategic. But regardless, you probably want to disclose such things anyway to the buyer, because the buyer can renege, they can, I don't know, sue you, whatever. It's better to be honest and disclose everything. And it's something interesting to note as well. There might be an arbitrage opportunity for buying new construction homes in places that are extremely superstitious about home deaths or areas with a much older demographic. So what immediately comes to mind is the Asian community. Asians are really superstitious. They like to buy houses that don't have deaths and that have the number 8 in its address, for example. There's like a huge premium for the number 8 because it means fortune in Mandarin, fa. And also older demographics, right? If you have a much older community, there's going to be more deaths, and therefore there might be a premium to buy new construction homes in such areas. So it's something to know. So I think we should all embrace every day as if it were our last. You know, in San Francisco, our mayor, Ed Lee, was 65 years old when he died of a heart attack while grocery shopping at Safeway at 10:30 p.m. I mean, it's a shock, and you just never know. So let me know your thoughts, everybody. What kind of discount would you require to buy a property where a tragic death occurred? And also, how are you embracing every single day to make it count? Talk to you guys later.